I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be.
Oh, it's a good time to have some fun things in your home. And Marjorie, you touched on this on our episode of Best to the Nest, which I'm so glad you did, talking about being more intentional about your shopping. And I think that when you look at the stuff that you're bringing into your home, when I look at the year 2020, I am really focused on bringing less stuff in and being mindful about what it is.
That's good.
Are you feeling that way?
I'm 100%.
Yes. Okay. So what we're going to do today is share what we're using, how long we're using it, and what are the products that can help us do better. And I have a few really fun ones. Do you want me to just launch us into existence here?
Launch.
So I'm going to start low and then we'll go high. Okay. Because the low thing is when you watch the episode of Broken on Netflix called Recycling Sham. Have you seen this, Marjorie?
Oh, no. But I've read a lot about the problems with recycling.
So Jay and I watched this a few weeks ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And he watched it, and he was like, you have to watch this. And then I was like, why are you trying to make me depressed about the future for our children? Because that's exactly what you accomplished.
Yeah.
What it is Recycling Sham tells you the story of why recycling is not the saving grace that we've all been taught that it is when it comes to saving our world from pollution, and in particular, plastic. Oh, my gosh. So I watched this episode. So again, the show is called Broken on Netflix. Recycling Sham is one of the episodes. And I have been just, all I do, Marjorie, is look around my house and think, this is plastic. This is plastic. This is plastic. And guess what's happening to the plastic? It's never going anywhere. Ever.
It's with us forever.
Forever. So the real key to cutting out plastic is not using it and not buying it and trying to avoid it at all costs. And so I've got a couple of recommendations for you. Now, these are things, this first thing I've been using for several years, and I just ordered another set because I ran out of Saran wrap and decided I'm no longer buying plastic wrap.
Perfect.
So I ordered another set of these things called bees wraps. Have you heard
of these? I love these. Yes.
I know. I love them too. So they're these lovely little, they're essentially a very thin, fine fabric that's coated with like a beeswax substance, and then it dries, and then you can use it to cover up anything. Now, it's not microwavable, so don't put them in the microwave, but you know, if you have like whatever bowl of something that you would normally put Saran wrap over and then put it in your fridge, you put bees wrap on instead. And the heat from your hands as you press the bees wrap into the bowl just kind of warms up that beeswax so it adheres to the edge.
Yep.
And so I think there's like a lovely little mindful nature about that. And they come in different colors. I got my sister some purple ones for Christmas. They have like the normal yellow ones. And I understand you can even find online recipes to make your own beeswax. My sister's friend did this at work
and
then gave it out as a gift.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if you're down with like the crafty kind of a thing. You can actually do it pretty easily. You just have to order the fabric and then some beeswax beads and a couple of other little things. And then you can make your own beeswrap. But
think
it's
about
a great
how,
way to get rid of plastic. Yeah.
How much plastic you're keeping out of landfills, oceans, lakes, all of that, if you're using that instead of Saran wrap or baggies, which just
totally.
If you think about that, they never decompose.
And they're not recyclable at all.
No,
I mean,
no.
not even in the best of situations.
Right.
Okay, a couple more things. The other thing, I use jars for everything.
Yep.
And Jay says I have like a major jar problem because I have so many jars, but he could be right on this. But I found myself also just saving glass jars from things I buy at the store and then reusing them. And I'm using them for all sorts of things. And it's like, why am I buying jars when I already buy things in jars and then I just have the jars?
This is one of the things my son insisted on when he came back to live with us when he was going back to school to get his degree in sustainability. He insisted that we only use glass jars that we already had purchased.
Yes.
And so what I started doing, like if you really think about it, it's like, why haven't I been doing this forever?
Forever.
And so what I do now is I will make choices sometimes. If I'm buying like a certain spaghetti sauce, there's only one kind I buy. And a lot of the reason is because I like the jar so that my jars are matching. But you can do that. I mean, if you really start to look at that with new eyes, Like, there are some beautiful jars out there that if you like that product and you like that jar, you can get it. You can get, because I like things to batch, you can have a set of jars that match.
By just buying the same spaghetti sauce. You're totally right.
Yes. And so I have 6 or 7 of that size for one thing. And then there's a certain jam jar that I like. So I buy enough of that jam so that I have another different size set. I just like things to match. But you can do that just by buying the products you already like and just buying them a couple of times.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then the last thing that I think is really fun, that if you haven't heard of this, I think this would be a fun gift or something to get for yourself. I got it for myself for the beginning of the year. I did a subscription to Mighty Nest. Have you heard of this?
No.
So Mighty Nest is a really cute website, and it's a subscription service. So I joined the Mighty Fix, and it's $11 a month, and they send you one hand-picked healthy green product each month that they think that you'll like. And then you can add on other products at a discount. Huh. So like I ordered more bees wraps and they're like $4 cheaper than anywhere else that I've found them. Because when you're a subscriber, then you can add on additional products in addition to like the little surprise thing that you're going to get every month. And they have lots of fun things like produce bags that are reusable. They right. have all sorts of cleaning, body, wellness, all sorts of stuff like that, ways to replace paper towels. And it's just kind of a fun little treat that you'll get something new every month. And I just like the idea of the concept. So I haven't gotten my first box yet. I think I just got a notification the other day that it shipped. So I'll let you know
how
it goes.
That,
but I think Mighty Nest might be like a fun little sort of a gift or just something to give yourself to just keep that in the front of your mind.
And it's the simplest thing. I mean, there really are simple things that we all have to start doing. We really do. And I don't want to be overly preachy, but we really do have to start thinking about consumption.
I know.
Because in the end, it comes down to how much are we all consuming and where does it go and what is its life cycle? When I was talking to my son about this, I'm obsessed with the idea of, and I don't know that it could be legislated. I don't think it ever could, but that everything we purchase would have to have some sort of almost a transparency to the resources that it took to make it.
For sure, because just like how they do calorie counts at fast food restaurants.
Because I feel like if you looked at a dress and you saw how much cotton and you saw what labor and you actually
how
much water it took, what resources it took to make that dress, you would be less likely to only wear it 3 times.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the average of how we use our fast fashion clothes.
It's so true.
I think the average is between 3 and 10 times is the average wear for a piece of clothing. I mean, it's some ridiculously low number. So if you think about that, but and it's hard. I sort of joke with my son that I'm kind of angry with him because once you saw that episode of Broken,
You can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it. And so
no, you can't go back.
Living with him for 2 years and having these long conversations about plastics and waste and glass and all of these different things, you can't unknow it. So for me, the big thing in terms of how to use things in the new year, for me, mostly it's about how I'm changing. And we've talked about this before, how I'm changing clothes. And so there is a documentary called, which was eye-opening for me, which is called True Cost. And I would recommend that everybody try and track it down. I should have looked it up before I talked about it. Try and track it down. You can find it probably on YouTube, but it's all about the cost of fast fashion. And if you care about fashion and you read about fashion like I do, it's so interesting to see the shift that's coming for designers. Because they know that what they've been doing is untenable. They can't keep doing it. And so I think Stella McCartney is one of the leaders in sort of sustainable fashion. Eileen Fisher is really trying to do some really interesting things about how to take – Eileen Fisher has a program where they take the clothes back in. Her clothes are not cheap, but they take the clothes back in and they give you a discount on something new. But what they're trying to figure out is a way to take – all of those clothes, they'll mend a lot of them. So they'll mend them and then they resell them. They have a site where you can go buy them. I think REI does this too. But what they're trying to do is figure out a new way to make new fabric out of the old fibers.
Yeah.
So that it becomes a complete circle. But that having been said,
there are some companies, and I think that's it's a lot about knowing where your dollar goes. Like Patagonia is another one that's really great about that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's who I meant. I think I meant Patagonia as opposed to REI. But I think a lot of these places are trying to do that, which is good. But I just have a funny story for you real quickly. And when I think about how much do I wear my clothes before I give them away? And my model now is my husband. So I called him because the last time I went to Manhattan, he had done something so bizarre and so strange, but so typically him. He had framed one of his shirts. Elizabeth, it's huge.
He's like what my husband wants to do with all of his hockey jerseys and line them up in the basement.
Yes. This is what he has done with one of his Lacoste shirts that he says he is retired. It's all he wears. Like when he's home, that's all he wears. It was a 20-year-old Lacoste shirt that he had. You know, the shirt with the little alligator.
Yep.
He had had it for 20 years. And I said to him, because I remember when we were living, I think it was in St. Paul, he used to take it to the tailor to mend for him. So he took it 3 times for mending before he actually retired it. And he said what he eventually wants, and we will never have a house big enough for this, is to have a full business and sport division hall of fame of where he retires the clothes that he has worn for 20 plus years. It's so weird, but I so admire it now. It's just so weird to me, though. So I use him as my inspiration.
I think that's very, very good.
Yeah.
If you are enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest or go to bestofthenest.com to receive our newsletter. Best of the Nest. It's the podcast that brings you home.